It's good to be back out.
Feel good to be talking to the media again.
Yeah, it's my favorite thing.
You couldn't play the medical emergency card for at least another week.
I tried to. They said that if you can do a game, you can probably do that. Yeah.
So what's been the biggest change in your routine since coming back? And besides being in the press box, what other changes?
Well, so during practice, I'm up in my little tent booth up there. I got an iPad. I can watch it and replay every play. And then I can actually see it better up there. But so practice is a smidge different. I sit down and I am on a headset so they can yell at the guys anything I see. But that's a smidge different right now, which I don't love, but it's better for me. And then on game day, I'm in the box instead of down on the field, which keeps just things a little more mellow and calm. So it's not necessarily what I love, but it's what's best right now.
What is doing anything different in terms of travel? Have the doctor said anything about different ways?
No, they cleared me to travel, and I mean, I'm cleared to do most things right now just to be smart and trust what I feel. So
I was just going to ask if they'd given you special instructions as far as what you had to do because you're in a high-stress job.
Well, yeah. And what's weird is, like, I don't really feel that way. Maybe I internalize it better than I thought or something, but I don't really usually feel it. And I thought I was super healthy. This has been a crazy deal for players and especially for me. But, yeah, we're on the mend and we're getting better every day.
How much has it changed maybe your mindset about the profession? Because been kind of used just like a relentless guy, and just maybe the grind of coaching, how much does that factor in?
Well, right now I have to be smart, and I owe it to my family and everybody else to do it that way. It brings a different perspective on life when you're laying on the table and they're telling you you're having a heart attack and they got to go in and do a quick surgery. It puts a different perspective on life, but nothing will take away my passion for the game and my passion for my family. And it's now we got to be smart and find that balance. And honestly, I don't know exactly what that looks like. I'm fighting my way through that right now.
We saw Sarah with you last weekend. Do you think she'll travel with you guys?
So I love it when she travels with me. She's just a good calming influence with me. She can grab my leg if I'm getting too out of hand or something. But more than anything, she's always traveled with me. Like, so all my years at Weber State, she traveled. She traveled all year last year with us. So I don't think that that's anything that had to do with anything other than I like her around. I think the players love her around, and that's just what BYU allows her to do, and I love that.
You mentioned the emotion that you were dealing with as you've dealt with this whole thing. What was the emotion like to see the defense perform like it did last Friday? You know, one of the better performances in a long time.
Well, I'm super proud of the players. That was the best executed scheme I think we've had since I've been here. And then I'm super proud of the assistant coaches. They have not missed a beat, and I really they deserve a huge shout out. All the things that they've been that have been pressed upon them, and additional responsibilities, and they've had to pivot a little bit just on what they're used to, but they have been so outstanding. They've called things at times in games, they've stepped up and in the game planning. So it's been a little bit of a pivot, but I can't say enough about just the assistant coaches and the players trusting the process and what we're trying to get done.
Do you have to check in with a doctor daily, or are you on any restrictions?
No.
As far as
we have trainers around, and we have doctors.
Okay,
and
so you don't have to.
I feel pretty good. I'm not on anything like that.
No. So do you think you're like, I don't know if the out of the woods is the right term, or is life kind of like...
I sure hope so. I sure hope I'm out of the woods. Right now, I want to be back to normal as possible and just be smart on how I feel, and I'm going to grind and do everything I need to do to get these players right, and that balancing being smart. So,
did you feel like your situation made any difference as far as the way the team performed? You know, just as far as being in the booth and perspective, and did that have any impact?
I don't think it had any impact on the players. They handled it like champs. I think the assistants handled it awesome. The only difference is I'm sitting on a chair in the booth calling it rather than standing up, running down, up and down the sideline, which in a way just kind of helps me stay calmer and not have to do as much moving around.
Did you feel like you saw things, though, that were useful as far as the game went, just having that different
perspective? I actually see it better up there, and it gives me a better perspective of what's coming and tempo of the offense, and I see it better up there.
I wanted to ask you about Isaiah Glasker. He had the sack. Just what progress have you seen from him, and what's kind of maybe his future in this program?
Well, Glasker's a phenomenal athlete. He's physical. He's getting better and better each week with the scheme, and he's making more and more plays. The sky's the limit for him. He's got tons of potential, and I really like how he played on Saturday, and I think he's only going to build on that.
I'm going to ask you a question I've asked you a million times, Jay. You know this. But I'm seeing it develop on the field these first couple of weeks, that comfortableness with the scheme, that willingness. I mean, that play that Mark Collins made to get the pick, you know, he sags off and makes an interception. I think Jacob had one where he almost got one on a, you know, pass in the end zone. Is that what you and I have been talking about
for
a long time?
Yes, there's more comfort with when I'm calling certain things and those guys understanding why I'm calling certain things. And then, quite frankly, we're just executing things a little sharper right now, which is making all the difference in the world. And the great thing is we still have a lot of room for improvement in those areas, and I think we'll only get better at it.
You played a lot of players.
Yeah.
How big of a difference has that made, and how are they doing depth-wise? Are you seeing, because I know that's also been a focus that we've talked about.
It is, and I want to continue to build the depth, and the guys who've gone in critical situations last week played well, and so we'll continue to use a good number of players. We don't want it to be wholesale changes and stuff, but we want to continue to build depth, and we got to continue to get some of these young guys that I think are going to be phenomenal players reps to develop.
What was that last sequence like? You know, they had time to come down to kick a field goal and to see your guys force four straight incompletions, end the game, so you could kneel it out. Does it get much better as a defensive coach?
No, it doesn't. And quite frankly, I wanted that for our defense. I thought it was fitting the way they had played, that they got to have that last opportunity to really shine. And I thought they did a great job applying pressure to the quarterback. I thought they did a good job in their coverages where the quarterback just didn't have many places to go with the ball.
Was the celebration for you weird? Did you dial it back on the celebration? Because I know Kalani wants everybody to enjoy those moments, you know, talks about it. So
winning's too hard, and so we celebrate them the right way, and I promise you that one meant as much to me as any of them, just for everything the players have gone through and just the last 10 days or so. That meant a lot.
What do you see from Wyoming as you get ready for this week?
Well, I like Wyoming. They're tough guys up front. They have not been necessarily rolling, putting up big numbers yet. But I've kind of said it's almost like they're a wounded dog right now. We better be ready to go because they've got great coaches, they've got good players, and they've got good schemes. So we got to be ready for their best shot.